This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's been a wild Labor Day weekend and the start of a brand new week for so many. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hurricane Dorian has people now heading for the hills in South Carolina, North Carolina, and in Georgia and parts of Florida, too. It really destroyed parts of the Bahamas, and it is rolling toward the U.S. Very strange. Storm conditions are already lashing Florida. And the Carolinas, though, seem as though they could end up getting the brunt of it. But this really changes from chunks of time to chunks of time. It's so slow that you don't know for sure what's happening until maybe 5 hours later. But we do know this. The east coast of Florida with the tropical storm conditions already happening, and it should make landfall in the Carolinas late Wednesday and early Friday. High winds, storm surge, flooding. The Charleston airport closes on Wednesday at 3 in the afternoon, not expected to be open until Friday, perhaps in the morning. Tropical storm conditions already reached Florida's space coast. Yeah, they wish they had a coach. Dorian is not a Cat 5, so that's good. But it's grown in size and could move more water toward the shore than a smaller storm, of course it could, and it's parallel to the Florida coast. Now we watch coastal Georgia. Needless to say, high surf toward the shoreline, coastal flooding, beach erosion. This is what we know is on tap. We just don't know what kind of storm surge it's going to be or the miles per hour wind-wise. Boy, the video coming out of the Bahamas, people, I'm telling you. It was crazy to see. I have gone to the Bahamas a couple of times, and I have been to Freeport, but I've mostly been to Nassau, and it got hit just as well. I mean, just, you know, boats sinking, lots of water in the streets, houses being devastated. But the really two big places, Great Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands, the eye of the storm makes landfall, and it's that strange thing where it's peaceful, and then it's hellish is the only way to describe it. And it is, it's wild to watch this. This is what we are talking about. I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. Everybody's talking about this. Wow, when's it going to hit? Even if you're on the West Coast or in the Southwest, or you're listening to us in the Northwest or the Midwest, people are seeing these horrifying images and the water and, you know, again, realizing what's happened and thinking, what's this going to do to parts of the United States? It's the water. The storm surge, where it's going to hit in the Sunshine State, I mean, that's the wobbly part of it. It, you know, it really is. So they do have the warnings in effect. And there are people that boarded things up and definitely took off. They weren't going to take any chances, but let's hope it keeps deteriorating and we see just a tropical storm and we don't see some of what was initially predicted, because it was predicted to really hit hard. In Georgia, they're saying maybe up to 5 feet for the surge. And 4 to 7, South Carolina, North Carolina. Yeah, it just depends on where. Charleston? Charleston is bad. I've been there when it's flooded. Last summer I was there, and you couldn't get downtown. Things were closed off. Heavy rains of 6 or 10 inches, you know, that just backs everything up in Charleston. Large storm surges, the battering waves, structural damage to buildings, that kind of thing. That's what they're talking about, floating debris. There may be some places that are uninhabitable. So South Carolina, or Charleston, South Carolina, they're really, really worried about what's coming next. All right, besides the conversation about Dorian, you know, now we've ushered in September, so this is the home stretch. This is where we get ready for the holidays, right? Because before you know it, I've already seen the goblins out, and the trick-or-treat candy is everywhere, right? It's so tempting. It's everywhere. $2 for 10,000 pounds of the stuff at my grocery store. Slight exaggeration, but a lot. And I even saw Thanksgiving decks, you know, decorations out somewhere where I was, and I thought, wow, we haven't even hit Halloween, and already that's right there. And then before you know it, it's the end of the year, and what a year 2019 has been. A crazy, crazy year, and the hurricane just adds to that, to the sadness, actually, for the people who are in the path of it, like I said, but it also means that back to school, it means the time of this is the last quarter, what's going to happen with China and the tariffs, and how does that affect you, your pocketbook. If you're a farmer, I just came back from Iowa a week ago and talked to some people about that and what it was doing to the crops there. And, of course, soybean, that is a big thing that's being killed because already of the tariffs and what happens as we go more and more down this path. And there's nothing new to report there, just that it looks like there could be more negotiation, and there will be, but will they ultimately solve the problem, and will the tariffs be lifted? Right now, it is not looking that way. So that's something to keep on your radar, because it does hit you in the wallet. It may hit you a lot harder than some of the other people, depending on what you do for a living. Like I said, the farmers I met, certainly it was hitting them. There's no question about that. And then there's the conversation about what is going to happen with Brexit. And if you say Brexit, who cares about Brexit? You do. Because, like it or not, it is a global economy. So that goes to your wallet again. So opponents of the no-deal Brexit defeat the Prime Minister Johnson, who promises an election. Boris Johnson in Parliament on Tuesday in a bid to prevent him from taking England out of the EU without a divorce agreement, announcing they're going to push for that snap election. I love it. Snap election. So the government was defeated 328 to 301 on a motion put forward by opposition parties. All that gobbledygook, what does that mean to you? Again, what happens with the European Union? What happens moving forward with all of this? And what does that do to the monetary system and economic disruption? Will there be a massive economic disruption? That is the key. Another delay to Brexit. Parliament is really, as Johnson says, on the brink of wrecking any deal whatsoever. And I'll just give you my little two cents. I was in Ireland, and I was in Northern Ireland, and they are very concerned about it. Why? Because they have a different monetary system than the rest of Ireland, the Irish Republic. And that could cause the problems they've had in the past, roadblocks, all of that. And then, again, it ultimately does hit the United States, too, with tariffs, with what the monetary situation is like globally. Hang with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
So things that are odd and things that have an end, shall we say. On a very sad note, because this is a pure tragedy, I can't even imagine what it would be like to get this phone call, but a deadly fire killed 34 people aboard the dive boat Conception. It was a recreational scuba diving trip off the California coast on Monday. So a big celebration, right? It's a holiday weekend. You know, you do that dive thing, you're excited, it's a great place to dive because of the sea life you'll see. So the sleeping area in the boat had 13 double bunks, 20 single bunks, 46 people maximum. It was out there, the fire happened in open water off of California's Santa Cruz Island, about 90 miles northwest of Los Angeles, and people were asleep or they were trying to escape and they couldn't get out because of the flames. It happened at about 3:30 on Monday. There was a mayday call of a boat in flames off of Santa Cruz Island. And it was garbled, but they got some information and they sent the Coast Guard out there. And the boat had been anchored in an area called Platts Harbor at Santa Cruz Island. So sad. Part of the Five Island Channel Islands National Park, which is an incredible place to dive. That's why they were there. And, boy, five crew members sleeping on the top deck jumped off, and they were in a dinghy, and they were safe. They had just minor injuries, but everybody else It was just disastrous. No indication of an explosion. People couldn't get out because of the escape hatch and the main stairwell. And, boy, I saw something where family members were being told and the shrieks were so, so sad. Oh, again, so that's a very sad and tragic end. And there is not an end to the investigation, however. It's very odd that this happened on the boat and they want to figure out what it was. Because they're looking at, you know, they covered 160 miles. There's looking for bodies and debris for the other people of, you know, because there's people unaccounted for. So they're presumed dead. And I'll be curious as to what they find as to how this fire, what happened. Can they trace it to what could have caused it? And again, a good arson investigator, they'll piece it all together and we'll see what they, you know, ultimately come up with. Odd things, right? Other odd things. So something that is really, really odd is this, is that when you look at fast food items, because we just went through a holiday, and I mean, come on, I don't care who it is. I love it when someone tells me they're super healthy, but then I just keep saying, never fall off the wagon. Never. You never go through a drive-thru and get some huge ice cream sundae. You just can't. It doesn't matter. You're thin, you're healthy, whatever, but you just have that craving. I'll tell you this, Chick-fil-A, I don't know what they're doing, but it's location, I know, but they have people outside taking orders for the people that are in line in cars. It's so bad in some areas because so many people are going through, but you start to look at some of the calories. And somebody asked me this the other day, and this is why I bring this up, is odd. It would be odd 20 years ago to look at a menu and know exactly the calorie intake. Now, it's becoming almost the flip of that, that you go to a lot of places and you'd be stunned not to see what the calories are. And I think it's funny. Do this little experiment. How many times do you go out, family, friends, lunchtime, people at the office, is anybody mentioning the calories of the food? Because this keeps happening in all the groups I am. Someone will say, do you believe how many calories that is? And it's like half a cup of rice with some melted cheese and a ribeye, 2,500 calories or whatever it is. And so I was looking at fast food, and of course any shake thing is going to be a lot of calories. But I was looking at the supersonic bacon double cheeseburger with mayo. And somebody asked me a question, can you believe it's over 1,000 calories? Yes, I can believe it. How many calories do you think are in mayo? And we're not just saying one cheeseburger, we're saying two cheeseburgers. Two. But the reason this comes up, and now, like I said, it would have been odd 20 years ago, and I guess we're used to it, is I went to see The Art of Racing in the Rain a couple of weeks ago with my mother-in-law and husband. And we got the menu. It was one of those movie tavern things. And he decided, and he's in pretty good shape, but he decided, because he can eat normal, you know, he can eat bad foods and good foods. He decided he was going to get nachos. He gets the nachos, and then he regrets it. It's almost like, you know, beware, buyer beware. He looked at the calories. He didn't realize they were there. And for the nachos, it was, I'm not kidding you, 2,500 calories. So he's like, this isn't an appetizer. I'm like, no, that's more than a full meal. And I wonder if people complain about it, like it better, or think it's annoying. Look, it's football season, so wings, they're loaded with calories. I'm just going to tell you, take a free day, enjoy your calories. If you're going to go for it, you got to give it the gusto, is what I say. Got to give it the gusto. This goes back to our odd news again. You have a vegan woman, she's not worried about calories and burgers, who's suing her neighbors for barbecuing in their backyard, saying it's deliberate. She's filed a suit against the neighbors in an Australian Supreme Court. She complained the smell of the meat and the fish came from their barbecues. It was awful. And Sheila Carden took that case as far as she could, saying the smoking, the children playing basketball, among other things, are just not right. She said it's deliberate. Can you imagine? She said this in open court. It's deliberate. I can smell fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't enjoy my backyard. So what are they doing in their backyard? What's going on? So just so you know, the Supreme Court in Australia, it wasn't a kangaroo court, they rejected her claims. They dismissed the case. She had 600 pages of documents in her appeal of the case. 600. And she said, look, I'm just a good person. I want peace and quiet. She wants to continue her legal fight. I think she has to get used to the smell that she doesn't like smelling. But there's only so far you can go with the neighbor that's bothering you, right? My neighbor's bothering me. I don't like the smell of what's cooking on their barbecue. Please, somebody do something. All right, here's an end. Kroger decided they've had enough and they're joining Walmart. They're asking shoppers to leave their guns at home. They're saying, don't do it. They're saying, you know, don't bring them in. Kroger's endorsing laws strengthening background checks and for keeping guns out of the hands of people deemed at risk of waging violence. And that comes on the heels of Walmart making the declaration that they weren't going to sell guns anymore. They would stop selling bullets and they wouldn't sell guns. So how about that? An open carry. They're asking customers not to do the open carry thing anymore in the store, encouraging people not to do that. And certainly this has to do with so much of what we've seen lately with these mass shootings. And you may see some other stores, big box stores, decide they're going to do the same thing. They're going to take a harder stance because of fear of, I think so much of fear of those stores are so big, of somebody coming into the store and causing the havoc that we saw in El Paso. Just somebody there on a Saturday or Sunday and not realizing who's coming in, because how would you know? And we've been seeing this play out way too many times, and I think we all can agree on that. We all feel the same way about that. All right, coming up, yes, Author's Corner. And what does that mean? We're going to talk to some really cool people. I'm a voracious reader, and I think you can learn a lot from people, whether they're telling their own story, they're telling someone else's story. And boy, we got a couple of really good ones for you. So kick back, relax, and enjoy. I'll meet you on the other side.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move parallel along the coast of Florida, blasting sections with heavy rain and high winds. There are tropical storm gusts being felt across the central part of Florida's east coast as Dorian tracks to the north. Officials across the state, including areas close to the Florida-Georgia line, aren't taking any chances.
Stay off of the beach. Don't drive around if you don't have to. This is not the time for sightseeing.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says anyone in an evacuation zone is asked to leave and can take advantage of shelters across the county.
More than 500 evacuees are utilizing our 12 shelter locations.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it stalled nearly 2 days over the Bahamas, wrecking both Abaco and Grand Bahama. Some 13,000 homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Swim on an island far away from all of the people. I just want to swim in the ocean.
I just want to live on an island.
I just want to eat coconuts
and drink all day, lay in the sun,
and eat good food and drink all the water.
I just want to live on an island.
Wow, this is a great thing because this is a place that I've always wanted to go, and now she's making me fall in love with it. Montserrat. Imagine having a villa there. What a life that would be. And then you write this novel, and it parallels your life. Adair Arlen is in our virtual green room on that special island now, and she's here to talk to all of us. Hey, Adair, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Thanks, Kate. Hope you are, too.
I am, but before we dive into this and the book called The House of Tomorrow, what's it like living on that island? It's beautiful. For everybody who doesn't know, she sent me, you wouldn't know this, but she sent me a little video of the place, and I got to tell you, that is a slice of heaven, isn't it?
It really is. It's pure air, pure fresh water out of the tap. It's spring water. And it's, of course, we had mangoes, fresh mangoes for breakfast, have mangoes almost throughout the year, papaya, bananas, pineapple, which grows on a stalk. It surprised me. Being from Chicago, I'm not used to tropical fruit. But this island does provide just about everything you could want.
Yeah, I bet. It certainly looked that way to me. And you did what you're supposed to do when you write a novel, when you write any kind of a book. You talk about places that you've been, and you used places where you've been. So in this novel, The House of Tomorrow, it starts with a 9-year-old boy named Paul. Tell us about Chicago and being born and raised there.
Well, most of the year is winter, except for July and August, which are very hot. I love Chicago, though. When I was in my 20s, you couldn't get me out of there. It was, there's so much to do. It's a wonderful city. Or it was, anyway. I hear it's not so good these days in the news. However, being raised there was a very good experience for me, anyway. And working there was a lot of fun, too.
I bet. And so I want to tell people this. You worked at Playboy magazine at the height of Playboy magazine for 5.5 years. And when I first saw that sentence, people, I thought, ah, I wonder if Adair was a Playboy bunny. But you worked as an office manager at the mansion before you left. What was that like?
Well, it was never boring. I'm groping for words here. I'm trying to be an author, and I can't find the right word. For example, I'd be sitting at my desk in the morning, and some female would walk in and hand me some money. Everybody there was like a country club. You sign for everything. You sign for your meals. Bunnies did live on the fourth floor, so they lived there at very, very reasonable rent. And I'd look at this person questioningly, and she said, "Don't you recognize me? I'm Bunny Corrine or something or other," when she was paying her rent. So that was an interesting, I would meet Mr. Hefner, of course, while there, although he was pretty nocturnal. He wouldn't, but he edited every word in the magazine himself.
Wow, so I did not know that. Wow, every word in the magazine, huh?
Yeah, he was an editor with another men's magazine. I think it was Esquire.
Wow.
And he asked for a very frugal sort of raise, and they didn't give it to him. So he got some friends together and started Playboy.
Wow, and the rest is history. So you mirror that. You have a character named Paul, because this is a novel, and he has a saloon, a supper club, and he meets this woman named Lily Greening, and she worked at Southern Illinois University. The pictures are so vivid in my mind. And you talk about what that was like for Paul. And what was it like for Paul? He had an interesting job, too, very similar to yours, right?
Well, Paul was a private eye. I have never tried even to be a private eye. although Paul was born and raised in Chicago, but he had a very different childhood than I had.
And he was born and raised in Chicago, and then this character goes to New Orleans. Boy, you couldn't get a bigger contrast from Chicago to New Orleans. You threw that twist in. Why New Orleans?
Well, because I too had lived in New Orleans. I went there, and that actually where I met my future husband, who is now my present husband, and we had it's a very romantic city. New Orleans is. Neighborhoods and lots of charm. I loved living there.
Yeah, it does have lots of charm. And you talk about living in a place called North Shore. What was North Shore like? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, the North Shore is across Lake Pontchartrain, and it's a lot of people live on the North Shore and work in New Orleans. And so it's just referred to as the North Shore. It's completely different. It's not. There are small towns there, and it's rural, a lot more greenery, foliage, et cetera, than you find in New Orleans, which is a big city.
Yeah.
But it's the perfect size city, I thought.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you take the character Paul, which, first of all, Paul, it seems like he's always planning on this saloon super supper club. Whatever happens with I don't want you to give away the whole book, but what happens with the saloon club thing? Is that a good fit for him?
Yes, actually it is, because he gets to work undercover while he's there. He also works for the Drug Enforcement Administration undercover, and this is his persona, saloon owner.
Wow. We're speaking with Adair Arlen. The book is called The House of Tomorrow. So, you know, Adair, what we would call that today, we'd call that a very good side hustle.
Yes, exactly right.
Right? He had a good side hustle that also worked for what he was doing. And then, just like you, he goes for a long weekend from Antigua, where he was staying with a DEA controller, his DEA controller, and boom, he does what you did, right? He falls in love with the island.
That's what happens to him. And eventually he says he's going to return, and eventually he does return. In future books.
In future books, I like that. So that's the idea. When you wrote The House of Tomorrow, the idea was, and you see this with some very prolific authors, they have a character and you want to know and follow that character more, and then there's more to tell. Did you find that when you first started to write that it just kind of poured out of you?
Well, I think writing is not easy. It's a hard, to me anyway, it's hard. I've heard of writers who say, oh, I just can't stop writing, I'm born to write, etc. But to me, it's hard work. I keep checking my watch. Can I quit yet? You know, have I done 500 words or 1,000 words or whatever it is? Because I get to the end of a scene and I'm stuck. I think, what happens next? And,
yeah.
And I have to reread what I've just written to meld gracefully into the next scene.
I like that. What happens next? So it's the cliffhangers that the cliffhanger that takes us through, because that's how you do a novel. And here you are, or here he is also, in an island, on an island, and in a villa, very different from the start from Chicago. For your own personal life, did you ever think that your life would take this kind of a twist?
No, I never did. I thought I would just eventually get married and have a family and so forth and fade into obscurity. But I seem to have had a very, I've had some exciting times in my life.
I like that. It has exciting times. Yes, living in a villa in Montserrat. Are you kidding? When you tell people, like you didn't think you would end up here, when you tell people that you've written a book, you have these characters, you're taking them through other books, what do the people say? What do the people in the West Indies say?
Well, they've given me a couple of book readings, the library has. And this is an English island, by the way. It's what they used to call British Crown Colony, but now that sounds too colonial, so they call it British Overseas Territory. And so we are cared for by the English government. My husband happens to be English, so he fits in here. He lived in America for 20-plus years, and he said, it's time for me to go back to England. But England, when we got ready to move, we thought we'd be financially suicidal. So he did his homework, and we came here. He wanted an island which was had plenty of fresh water, plenty of clean air, and was English-speaking, and was mountainous. And we've got that all here. It is mountainous.
Yeah, boy. I feel sorry for you, Adair. That's a rough life.
I'll take all the sympathy I can get.
I love that. Adair Arlen, the book is called The House of Tomorrow. Pick it up. You're going to want to go to Montserrat. You're going to want to go to an island somewhere in the West Indies, that's for sure. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't wait to see, by the way, what you do in the future, because we know that this story and your character will continue, and because he's juggling some pretty interesting things, I think it'll be fascinating. So again, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet,
Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Show an author named James Muir. He's written a book called The Damaged. I like that. Just boom, succinct, and especially when you find out what we're going to talk about. So, James, thanks so much for joining us on Author's Corner.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. It's an honor. Thank you.
When you decided you were going to put together a book, when you say, okay, I'm going to write, what was that process like for you? Did a light bulb just go up or you know, off in your mind, or were people telling you, you need to do this?
But yeah, I got told a lot. You need to write a book. You need to put this all together because somebody else needs to hear your story. I had tons of notebooks filling journals and stuff. Just had books. I mean, 10, 15 books of notes I'd written over the years. And after being told so many times to put it in a book, my wife motivated me and I got it together into that cohesive little short, sweet, powerful, packed, right-to-the-point book.
And I like that right-to-the-point, so tell us your story.
I was a paramedic firefighter for 25 years, started in the mid-80s, and over those years, of course, we see a lot of stuff and we do a lot of stuff, and we have to continue to act like it doesn't bother us, but inside it really is bothering us. The things we see, and it can affect us a little bit or a lot. And after all those years, it had affected me a lot, and I wasn't aware how much it had affected me until I looked back and realized, wow, dude, you really Okay, let me just start off and explain. I got PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, after all of these years of seeing so much stuff.
Yeah.
And I had had a year tour over in Saudi. I thought, well, I'll go over there, get away from this madness, and just work as a paramedic over there. And when I came back, it just wasn't the same. I couldn't get along with anybody. I was arguing with people at work. And just finally going to counseling and getting diagnosed with PTSD, and the extent that it affected my sleep, I wasn't sleeping, I never left the house, I was drinking and doing drugs, and I destroyed two marriages. And eventually, what happened for me to get through it was I took my mom to church and somebody invited me in. That's how I got through it, was through faith in God. There are many ways people can find help with their PTSD. But I wrote this book titled Damaged, A First Responder's Experiences Handling Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. I know it's a long title, but it helps to describe exactly what's going on. A lot of people may not have been aware or may not be aware that PTSD can affect more than just the military. Most people think that PTSD is only for the military. And if you look at the history, yeah, it was. Back in World War I, they called it shell shock or battle fatigue, and they actually labeled those men cowards. And they weren't allowed to get VA benefits or any of those after the wars because they were labeled cowards. And then as the years passed and we realized, hey, more and more people are exhibiting signs of this, you guys in first responders, police, fire, medical. And then it's like, hey, we're noticing that victims of trauma are experiencing PTSD symptoms also. So a lot of people are affected by it in one degree or another based on their experiences in life. And how you get...
How we get through it. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's what you're saying is so powerful. As you said right there, I want people to really hear this. The damage, picking up James Muir's book, is something that affects so many people, not just paramedics and firefighters and not just military, but in a lot of senses, a lot of other people. So you explained to us what you did, how you tried to get through it, going to church with your mom and something there, really the pull was there for you. What was it like for the people around you who are like, what's going on with James? Because he's not himself. He's arguing. This is not the same guy.
If anybody noticed that, they didn't say anything. And that's another thing I want to help change is to speak up. Because silence kills. Not talking about it, people have taken their own lives. And PTSD... is very debilitating, and it doesn't have to be. We need to check on others. We need to find our friends and make sure they're doing okay. I have a guy I go out with once or twice a month, and we play disc golf. We started working at the same time we've been in it, so we can get together and go out there, and if we need to cry, we cry. We need to yell and scream, we do that, but that's one way a person can check on their buddies and to make contact, make sure they're doing okay. And as it is right now, 22 veterans a day commit suicide.
Oh.
And PTSD, yes, it's debilitating, but we can do this and get through it together. And that's what I'm trying to do, is get the word out to others who may be thinking that they are alone. I thought I was the only one that felt that way. So going back, did people recognize my change? They may have, but they didn't say anything. Did they recognize it after I fixed myself a little bit? Yeah, they didn't know if I was real or not, because I went from a big giant jerk yelling and screaming and fighting and cussing and swearing to all of a sudden, wow, you don't drink anymore? No. I'm 13 years clean and sober. Thank you.
Yay!
to God above. I give him that. I see friends of mine, and they're like, oh, I'm fine. No, you're not, dude. Really, you're not. I know. I've seen it, and I know. And I don't think anybody in these businesses can truly say they're getting out unscathed. It just weighs on us. We see so much, and it's like we have to be so strong and not show anybody we have a dent in our armor. But I tell you, when the day's over and we go home, we cry. And don't let anybody tell you we don't. We do. We cry for that little. We cry for that person, whether they're old or young, whether we worked our tails off to help or whether we couldn't do anything. We do cry.
Wow.
And that's how we get through it. And then we do other stupid things like drugs or alcohol because we want to silence those ghosts. We want to be able to sleep. I don't know how many times I sat at night going, I just want to sleep. I just want to sleep. And if I could just get some sleep, I'd be fine. Called my doctor. I need to sleep. And without sleep, you don't heal. Sleep is healing. I'm rambling.
No, you're not rambling at all. This is great information for people who are listening. And again, I want to make sure they know the book is called The Damage. James Muir is with us. He's in our author's corner, and he's really being real and raw and telling you that I know there's people that listen to this show that have PTSD, and they don't have anybody helping them. They don't know what to do. They can't sleep. It's incredibly powerful what you're saying. We have like a minute and change left. What do you do? Just give us in a nutshell. I know you said you have a buddy who played disc golf, so you're out there. If you have to cry, you cry. What else do you do? How do you get sleep now?
I have gotten through enough of my PTSD that I do sleep. I'm on medication. I have fractures in my back and disc disease, so I have medications for that, and that actually helps me sleep. So I've been doing pretty good. There are nights when I have rough nights. My wife will wake me up, or my dog. I have a PTSD service dog, greatest dog in the world, love him to death. I do woodworking. That's my passion. I can sit outside and sand a piece of wood for hours, and it is peaceful. And that's what I do, and that's what I've found helps me the most.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Think about what you can do if you're listening to us and you have that problem. What is it that would work that will help you? The woodworking is just a great idea, and obviously you have a supportive wife, so that's phenomenal. James Muir, you were amazing. The book is called The Damaged, and 22 vets a day, you're a great example of that, committing suicide, paramedics, firefighters, the things people see. Get this book and try and heal people, and don't do it alone, for sure. James, thanks so much.
Yes. Thank you. Let's get the word out.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.